Hello and welcome.
Greetings.
Look at what I'm trying to do. This shit did not work. I was like, fuck this, and I just poured it in there. But sifting the cornstarch and the chocolate powder was actually really smart. I learned something. So I did this kind of a weird way because I wanted to take the half of what I'm making and turn it into pudding. So I didn't go crazy on the cornstarch right here. And then I take out, I don't know, I'll explain it as we go. This recipe to make the pie, it's because it's low fat, it's not creamy. We have a creamy almond butter chocolate video, but this is not creamy. This is like jello. It's like gelatin. It's delicious and it's not overly sweet. So if you want to knock your socks off, you're gonna have to add more sugar. So see how that's thick? That is perfect for pudding. So I scooped a bunch out and set it aside for pudding. And now I need to make it even more thick so that it's pie, if that makes sense. So I could have just added these extra 2 tablespoons in the beginning. And then I'm sure as everyone other than me knows, you really need to dissolve it first, the cornstarch, before you start putting it in anything warm. So what I did the first time was I added everything together and then added cold liquid after it was all sifted, and it totally worked out. But since everything in the pot is already heated, you can't directly add the thickening agent. It just won't work. So so I added more and then I had to reheat it up and get the new thickening stuff, like that slurry. I needed to get that to a boil. And you could just feel like how much thicker it had gotten it. I'm assuming that may have filled up the whole pie if I hadn't taken out a big chunk of it to use, you know, to make a pudding video, but so now we're gonna fill up the second half with what I'm calling butterscotch pudding pie. What do you think?
I wouldn't call it butterscotch.
What would you call it?
It's kind of a light vanilla flavor, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll agree to disagree, but everybody's got opinions, so glad we checked in with you.
Dr. Phil.
Okay. Dr. Philip. Philip on brown sugar. Okay. So this is us making the quote-unquote not butterscotch sauce. I think it tastes like butterscotch, but again, it's not like knock your socks off sweet, so it's like thick, but I'm paranoid it's not gonna be thick enough, so I added some more just for pie insurance, I guess. This seriously did not take long. This is cheap as fuck, and it is so easy, and it looks so beautiful. I threw chocolate chips on top, but because there's no... I mean, this is seriously just starch and water and sugar, which I guess is another form of starch. So the chocolate chips didn't stick to it. There's like no emulsifier, but it's totally edible, and it's fucking amazing. It's so beautiful. I love beautiful dessert. If you want to make this creamy, add some creamy coconut milk from a can or some butter. All right, make this and peace the fuck out.